Squeeze more of the good stuff into your life with Freshly Squeezed Radio Podcasts. For more information, visit www.fsradio.co.za. Hi, I'm Paul Tomes, and in this podcast, we're going to focus on why good presenters are invariably great storytellers. Watch the faces of small children as they gather around a teacher at story time. It's hard to find an audience that's more eager and willing to absorb every detail of the story. You know, children are visibly delighted when the storyteller, the teacher, brings the characters alive with sound effects and actions. Sadly, we all grow up and many of us live with the misconception that business life is about being formal. It's about playing by the corporate rules, where storytelling would be kind of frowned upon. There's no place in business for childlike behavior. But you know, if this was true, then how come some of the best business books in the world are written in story form? I mean, isn't the easiest way to learn management and leadership skills to read stories that were told by successful business people? I think you'll agree there's a child in all of us, and secretly we'd be delighted if clinical meetings would come to life with presentations that were colored with great storytelling. This is a powerful way to grab and hold attention, but it also builds retention of information. And above all, I think it kind of better way of motivating and inspiring people. Great storytelling in business requires people who are truly willing to break the mold, willing in a sense to put themselves at risk. Storytelling requires a much bigger voice. It requires larger gestures, greater voice intonation, and above all, the confidence to act a little daft. You know, you got to animate and punctuate the story with memorable actions, and that requires you just to get a little bit silly. But the rewards, I think, are worth the risk. I mean, I like the idea of being memorable. I mean, what's wrong with being talked about? I mean, as Oscar Wilde once said, the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. Great storytellers get invited back. I want to tell you my own story of meeting a person who, in my opinion, was one of the best storytellers I'd ever come across. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to visit the battlefields in KwaZulu-Natal. And here I met Rob Caskey. Rob and I met under fairly tragic circumstances. It was just days after the death of his mentor and colleague, David Rattray. He was the world-renowned historian who dedicated his life to researching and telling the real stories behind the Anglo-Zulu Wars. Rob was determined that despite the grief experienced by everyone at Fugitive's Drift Lodge, the home of David Rattray and his wife, and the team that brought the stories of the Zulu Wars to life, the show must go on. And more importantly, David's legacy needed to continue through their stories of the famous battles fought, brought to life by great storytelling, designed to entertain and to educate a continuous flow of visitors, both local and international. Rob Caskey himself was a great, great storyteller. Out on the battlefields, he was dressed in an Indiana Jones-styled hat, his shirt sleeves rolled up, wore khaki shorts, and he carried a walking stick and wore a pair of, I think what the British would call, sensible walking shoes. Rob recreated all the drama, the despair, the horror, and the bravery of the warriors and the soldiers. So, how did he do it? Well, the first thing Rob did was get to know each of his guests by name. I mean, not just learning their names, but finding out what had motivated their decision to visit the battlefields. So, I mean, we had English, Irish, Scottish, and Welsh amongst the international visitors. And the reason these people had come is that many of them saw this as a pilgrimage to find out how many of their distant relatives had been involved in the Anglo-Zulu Wars. And actually, there were literally just a sprinkling of South African guests. Armed with the knowledge of who you were and your connection to the scene, Rob was then able to connect you more effectively to the story. Out there on the battlefields, telling us these stories, suddenly this walking stick became much more powerful than a computer full of PowerPoint slides. This is the power of the prop. In the process of animating the story, the walking stick became a rifle 1 minute, it became a sword the next, and then he would literally lunge forward and showing you how the Zulu short stabbing spear was used. I'm sure I didn't pronounce that correctly, but this word that he used almost demonstrating the horror of this deadly weapon, and it emulated the sound of the killing blow. I mean, Rob Zulu is so fluent that I swear if you closed your eyes, it could be the voice of Shaka himself. Ngwadla! He bellowed again and again at strategic parts of the story. It was haunting, and it just built the tension. Because dramatic contrast is another trademark of a great storyteller. Going from loud to soft, and from large gestures to small gestures, steeped in the pathos of the moment. From rapid-fire delivery to quiet moment of reflection. In this case, Rob reciting the words of one of the soldiers' prayers. Rob's storytelling was like a trip on an emotional roller coaster. Time flew by as he brought his story to a conclusion, and I, for one, was left wishing it would never end. I guess you could say this is unashamedly an advert for Fugitive's Drift Lodge, for it is here that you'll fully appreciate the real stories of the Anglo-Zulu Wars, and it's here that we can all learn the value of being a great storyteller. To Rob Caskey, thank you for an amazing experience.